On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Join me now in the studio, Olympic silver medal skier Gus Kenworthy. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well. So you're doing something very cool, biking from San Francisco to L.A. to raise money to fight AIDS. First of all, I've done a 55-mile bike ride. I thought I was going to die. Bro, my ass hurts so bad afterwards right there. I should have got like the extra gel on the seat. San Francisco to LA. How many miles is that?
It's 545 miles.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
And how long, you're doing that over how long of a period?
It's like a 6-day span.
Oh man, that is serious, Gus.
I know it is. I mean, honestly, like, I don't think I've ever even ridden 50 miles, so I need to like start training really hard. It's going to be a shock.
I'm telling you, I had problems sitting down after a while. Like, it hurt.
I believe it.
It hurt. Where'd the idea come from?
Well, it's the AIDS life cycle. They do it every year. I had friends that rode in it last year, and I went to the finish line to cheer them on and show support, and was just so moved by it that I decided to sign up that day. And I've gone to a lot of different events, the Elton John AIDS Foundation, Oscar parties for the last few years, and there's just been a lot of things that have kind of inspired me, and so I decided I was going to finally do something. And
well, good for you. It's a
pledge to raise $1 million. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's an awesome cause. Is it kind of like a party bike ride where every 15 miles there's like a little setup and you can kind of have fun, or is it like a serious, almost like a competition?
No, it's like a mix of both. It's not a competition. There's no like time factor. It doesn't really. I mean, I think that there's probably like pride in finishing first, but I don't think our team has any intention of doing that.
Right.
But like, yeah, one of the days is like red day, so everyone dresses up in red, and you can kind of interpret that however you want. Our team is doing like, I think, gonna do like red spandex, like
Britney
throwback bike ride.
That sounds awesome. What's gonna be your pace for the trip? How many miles are we talking again?
545 miles. My pace is probably going to be like slow and steady. Slow and steady wins the race.
Slow and steady wins the race. That's what I'm talking about. And you're going to be auctioning off the bike that you're riding in, right?
Yeah.
So I imagine these bikes, because these bikes can get a little pricey too.
Yeah. They're really expensive bikes, and it's like the top of the line Cannondale, the best bike that they make.
Yeah.
And they've done two that are the only two that will ever exist like this, that are black and the lettering's rainbow. And it's like, I kind of designed it. And so I'll ride on one and the other one's for auction. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
one of two.
Well, I mean, you're world-class athletes, so it's not like you're going to be struggling and everything, but it is going to be, it sounds like a good time.
I might
time.
Be struggling. We'll see. Yeah. I don't know. Don't speak too soon.
All right. And this is cool too. You're going to be appearing in American Horror Story.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about your role?
I can't really give out a whole lot, but, yeah, I just was casting the part. It films over the summer, like June to September.
Congrats.
Thanks. I'm playing Emma Roberts' boyfriend, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Have they already talked about the theme? Has that been out yet?
It hasn't been announced yet. Yeah,
okay.
But it's good. I'm really excited. I not just because I'm in it, but I genuinely think it's going to be a really good season.
Where do they shoot the show? Where are you shooting?
It's shooting here in L.A.
Oh, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So it's shooting. Okay. And what about this movie, Olympic Dreams, with Nick Kroll? What's this all about?
It's this movie that Nick Kroll starred in. They filmed it in the Athlete Village last year in Pyeongchang and reached out to see if I wanted to play a small part in it. And it's kind of like an indie production, but I guess they just finished all the post-production stuff. It's premiering at South by Southwest. So I'm going there for that.
Oh, that's
fun. Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, yeah. my part wasn't huge, but it was really fun to be a part of.
Nice.
I love Nick Kroll.
Yeah. He's funny. He's cool. I heard that you went to Elton John's Oscar party.
I did. And I was like, pretty sure that we were sat at the wrong table because we were at Elton's table and it was like Diana Ross and Taron Egerton, who's playing him in the biopic, and Jamie Bell, who's in the movie, and like Rooney Mara and Don Lemon and all these like really fabulous, fantastic people.
Awesome.
And then like my boyfriend and I, we were like,
that's sweet.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, but it was crazy.
Is it an all nighter? Does he rage there?
Yeah. I mean, it goes late. The party goes late. We stayed until probably like 12:30. They do the whole Oscars viewing party, and then Taron and Elton performed, which was really cool.
Yeah.
And then the Killers had a set, and then we just kind of mingled and had some drinks, and then called it a night.
Very cool.
I was gonna say, that's a situation when if you are at the wrong table, you don't say anything.
You don't say anything.
You just sit there quiet.
Well, that was like basically, I was at the right table and we didn't say anything. I was like, I was on my best behavior. I was so nervous.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I just saw him in concert a couple weeks ago. Unbelievable. And he's like 73, I believe.
I know. It's crazy.
His energy looks great, huh? It's awesome. I'm looking forward to the movie. I see a lot of pics of your dog on Instagram. Who is that?
My dog, Birdie. My boyfriend and I rescued her from a dog meat farm when we were in South Korea for the Olympics. And she just turned one a couple of days ago. She's the best.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, so wow. They have the dog meat farms in Korea too, not just in China.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so we went and visited one. The Humane Society had reached out to me to see if I would get involved because I brought dogs back from the Olympics in Sochi and they helped. So I said, of course, I wanted to be involved. And the day after I competed, went and visited a dog meat farm that they were in the process of shutting down. And yeah, we have a dog now from that farm.
Nice. Nice. Good for you, Matt. How old were you when you started skiing?
I probably started skiing when I was like 3 years old. And then I've been doing it professionally since I was 16.
Wow. Is it too late for me, who I've never skied in my life? I feel like I'm
a talented guy like you. No.
Oh man, right here. Can you believe that? I've never been skiing in my life. And so now at this point I'm like, damn, I'm too old, or I'm gonna jack myself up.
You'll be fine. Also, like, Mammoth is closed in the spring, the snow's soft. I mean, like, you could get out there.
Yeah, it looks all soft. Like, if I wipe out, it looks all like it looks like it'll be all nice, soft, and cushy. All right, thanks for the heads up. I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Go to karaoke song.
I don't know. There's a lot. It's not really on the spot. I love karaoke.
Nice.
Well, like give Shawn Mendes, Sam Smith, something like that.
Okay. Okay. Nickname growing up?
Goose.
Why Goose?
My other best friend was like nicknamed Maverick, and it's Gus, so it's similar. And then Iceman, like Top Man.
Wait a minute. You're too young for that to be. So I guess because it's a classic, right?
It's just a classic.
It's just a classic. Okay. Time travel destination.
I don't know. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is like the Renaissance, but I feel like it depends on like where you fall.
Right. It seems like a lot of work with those outfits.
Exactly.
Right?
It does. I mean, it's also like no one bathes. It's probably pretty gross.
That's so, my second with the hygiene, right? Yeah. Doesn't seem like a priority.
A lot of sickness.
Right. Like, exactly. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
Some kind of bird, something that flies.
Okay. What do you want to get into after you're done with the skiing career?
I want to get into acting. I mean, I'm so excited for this horror story opportunity because I'm hoping that it leads to more opportunities, and I hope that it goes well and I can actually showcase that I can do it, and it just is the beginning of a new chapter versus just like a one-off thing.
Good for you. Who do you get told you look like?
Richard Madden.
Okay, because I was like, gosh, I'm surprised, because there's like a few people, right? Which is kind of cool.
I mean, throw them at me. But I feel like usually people are like, you know what you look like? And I'm like, who? And then they like show you a photo of their friend and it's like actually a cockroach. And you're like, I mean, like, it's never a compliment.
That's complimentary.
But Richard Madden is a compliment. I'll take it.
Yeah. Sir, all right. But well, congratulations on everything.
No, thank you.
And for more info on Gus's life cycle campaign at onwithmario.com for that, you can follow him on Instagram at Gus Kenworthy. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
On with Mario Lopez.